I'm just starting recording right now.
Okay, yeah. I'm seeing this denigration in our culture, and it's really, really starting to piss me off. So I really want to talk about it, and we will talk. We'll get a little bit into that. But
Immediately when it happened, my first thought was the show. Like,
same here.
It's fucking so sad that I'm out in the real world doing my everyday stuff. Just trying to live my life, and then stuff happens, and it brings me back to the show. Like kind of the little meme clip that I sent you guys yesterday. Yeah. You're right, Tony. Oren said that on this show.
Yes, he did.
And that's why I sent it to you guys, because, I mean, like, we all know that the Knowledge of Nothing podcast is the pulse of the universe. So once we say it, it is now out there, and now everybody else can say it. It's like we're, like, giving everybody else the green light to go ahead and talk about. Talk about this stuff. Hard first. You know, like, everybody else can kind of test the waters and, like, well, if these three heroes can say it, Then I guess it's okay. Yeah.
I kind of feel like we're kind of getting into the we're getting into, like, the Seinfeld Curb Your Enthusiasm kind of things. As we get older, I'm finding myself being more like those guys.
You said
I've never been like that. Yeah.
Now that we're older. And now that we're older, we don't give a shit. What is that whole Seinfeld comedy bit thing? Like, I'm backing out of the driveway and I'm not looking back. I'm just
keep going.
Just hitting that gas and I'm going.
The other thing, the problem we had, to back it up, Wayne.
Yeah.
You want to know what the problem was on this end? Okay, so I got on here and I could not hear Wayne. Wayne was, like, talking, starts doing all of this stuff on his side, and I'm like, okay, I still can't hear you. And then Oren comes on and I can't hear Oren either. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then Brian gets on. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, maybe it's me. And sure, fuck you.
It took three of us out that it was you.
I did not.
It was you from the get-go, right?
It was me from the get-go. I did not have, I kept hitting, Wayne, the chat. I'm like, hey, is your volume up? And he's like, yeah, everything's fine. Well, my volume was all the way down. That's why I couldn't fucking hear you. That's why I could not hear you.
Just so you know, if I have computer problems, I immediately think this is Tony somehow.
I should think that too. But to be fair, I was doing some testing for the bit we're going to be doing in a little bit. The game, actually. And I wanted to make sure everything was set when I need to make a phone call when the time is ready. But I totally forgot to turn up the volume on the board. So anyway, all right. Again, I'm getting old and getting decrepit and my mind's just going, okay? All right. So Brian, are we ready to get things going?
We might as well. We've got a buffet to hit in a half an hour and then bedtime, right? So all
ain't
right,
that
gentlemen.
The fucking truth.
Let's kick those tires, light those fires, and smack that ass. Let's get it going. Woo!
Woo! Woo. Boom!
Welcome to the con.
Good morning, guys. Man, I am excited for today. The lovely Dana has come up with a kind of a scary game. I'm scared because I don't know anything about it, and I know Dana, so I am scared.
Yeah, right.
To see what we have in store, but before we get to all that, we've got some things to kind of go over. First of all, gentlemen, how was your week? Tony, how you doing? You're sporting a nice bright blue hat and
Trash Pandas, baby.
That's right. I've seen it before. I kind of like it, though. It's kind of a nice splash of color. But how was your week?
My week was good. Just again, travel. I have something that I really want to get off my chest. We kind of touched upon it the beginning, and I thought I was not going to talk about it. I was like, I'll save it for the other show. I'll save it for some other time. But then Brian said he had a similar incident, and I really want to talk about it. And this is another sign that society is starting to denigrate right in front of our eyes before we even realize it. We are in the middle of something, and this thing is called a service charge. I've been seeing this, whenever my travels, I'm seeing this thing pop up called service charge, and it is supposed to be taking the place of tipping. So they are now, instead of tipping somebody, you are now given a service charge, and they're kind of shady about the shit. They don't really, they're not transparent about it. And so that you get the check and then you see the service charge. If you're not paying attention, you can then add more money for a tip. So a lot of people are getting suckered into this. So it's shady. But the point I want to make is I was out to dinner in Denver, Colorado. I'm going to say Denver, Colorado on Thursday night. I go into a restaurant with my team. We're all sitting there having a great time. And they automatically, right at the bottom of the menu, say there is a 20% service charge. And now, since this is the now standard, the service has gone to shit. I had the complete worst service in my entire life. The waiter was lazy, didn't come back, didn't check on us, didn't do anything. They're taking the fucking incentive out of tipping, and it's pissing me the fuck off. I'm now being forced to pay $20 or 20% on top of whatever it is, and they don't have to do anything. This is the problem with society right now. This is what happens when you start giving participation trophies out for everybody. Then everybody does nothing and they get rewarded for it. So what was your experience like, Brian?
Yeah, I'm with you. We got to take those participation trophies out. If you don't fucking deserve to win,
yes!
then you get nothing. Then you get the offseason to think about how much you suck.
But, yes, exactly. Exactly.
Which... You know, put a little pin in that. I got a little story on how much I suck. But anyway, yeah, service charge. I recently said on the show that I took my family to a hockey game.
Yes.
And we were smart and ate dinner before we entered the arena. But, you know, like throughout the game, you know, my family's like, I'm thirsty. I'm like, okay, I'll go downstairs and get some waters, right? So yeah. I go to one of the stands, the one with the, you know, I judge my stands by how long their line is. So like, okay, this one's got the shortest line. I don't care that I had to walk halfway around the arena for it, but I found it, you know, and I just want three waters because I don't need one. And yes. I'm going to get one for everybody else.
You're well hydrated.
That's right. Right.
Yes. Well,
And the bill comes out to an ungodly amount, like almost $30 for three bottles of water.
Jesus what? H yes. Christ, really?
Almost $30.
Wow.
So it was insane. And I'm looking at this. I'm like, you're not making me a mixed drink. Like, what is this? This is, you know,
water in a bottle.
And I'm not talking like these aren't like liter bottles of water. This is like your normal everyday little
20-ounce bottle. No, it's probably about a 20-inch bottle. Yeah.
Holy right. Shit. So I'm like staring at the thing and I'm just blown away by the price. And the guy's looking at me going, is there something wrong? And he turns it around. And I said, no, I'm just amazed on how expensive it is. And then he turns it around and he reaches over the screen and hits another thing and it goes to a tip screen. You know, before I can check out, right?
And we've all talked about the tip screen.
And it gives me options.
Yes.
You know, like it gives me like a certain like percentage breakdown. And of course, you know, like the least one is like 15%. And then it goes up to like 18, 20. And then, 20, and then there's like a weird like 20 something percent. I'm like, and I looked at him and he's just standing there looking at me like right in the eye, like right in my face. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like... You didn't. This is not even a mixed drink. You just handed me a bottle of water,
and I right? got a tip. You want it,
right? So I hit the option no tip, right? Like yes. right in front of him. Like, and I was kind of like insulted. I'm like, are you trying to stand in front of me like this is an intimidation thing? You know, like
oh, you know what it totally is. It totally is. And, how many times have we talked about this on the
right.
show?
And I was
this whole now
I'm irritated.
Out of control.
So now I'm looking at it. And this place is a cashless place. I love these cashless places now. And they're starting to pop. I can't speak for the rest of the nation, but in California, I'm seeing a lot of these cashless, you know, yes, places. And this is all thanks to COVID. So thank you, COVID, for upping our price, because we don't want people-to-people contact. So it's all cashless.
And tracking us, and the government tracking us. Whenever we make a purchase somewhere, now, they know exactly where we're at, what we're doing, and how we're purchasing
for it. You're going to have to, you're going to have to shelve that conspiracy theory COVID. Just for a second, because there's another trackless. Now you got me saying it. There's another cashless thing that you need to watch out for, kind of like your gratuity, Tony.
Yes.
And that is the
service charge. Service charge.
Yeah, I apologize. And that is the convenience fee. So, which is bullshit, because I wasn't even given the option to be, for the convenience. So now I'm stewing, right? You know, like, one, I'm pissed off that these three waters cost me almost $30. You know, yes, that this vendor tried to, stare me down into giving him a tip. You know,
guilt you into it, right? He guilted you into trying to give him one.
There was no fucking guilt on my end. I was like, no. and don't get me wrong, I've worked in the food and beverage industry. I'm all about tipping. When there's a service, right? I'm all about tipping, right? But this was he didn't even unscrew the water cap for me, right? Which is fine, because I don't want him touching my water. But but then as I'm walking back to my seat and I'm looking at the receipt, I'm noticing that there's a convenience fee on there. And now I'm thinking, like, what a bunch of bullshit. There wasn't even an option for me to pay cash. So there's no convenience fee here. There was just no option fee. There's a no option fee. This is a sucker fee, really. This is a, hey, you had to get your ass out of your seat. Come find me. I handed you a water bottle. Now here's
your
fee.
And you're going to, here's, right? And for the convenience, you're going to pay me.
Right, so exactly.
It's fucking bullshit, dude.
And I'm just like, this is a fucking joke.
It's a fucking racket, dude. The whole fucking thing is a racket. And again, with the service charge, I will give you, like, for example, I went to Minneapolis a couple weeks ago, and I was given the service charge, which I'm fine with. Okay, whatever. But because the service was so exceptional, I was like, okay, you know what? I will give a little bit more than what was given.
Sure.
Because I think it was like 18 or I think it was 18%.
I often pride myself for over-tipping.
Yes. You know, so like then when the I overtipped this, and the service was amazing. So I did that, and I was like, okay, there's the incentive. But when I go to fucking Colorado and I'm sitting at a fucking pizza place, and it is the worst service I have ever had in my life, and then they bring me the check and it's 20% on there, it was like, fuck you. I wanted to give you zero. And now you're telling me I can't give you, I don't even have that option or that convenience. It's fucking ridiculous. I hate this participation trophy. Whatever happened to incentivizing things? Yes, go ahead, Wayne.
So let me ask you a question about that. Why do you think this is happening now versus more frequently now?
Well, because again, with new laws going in, and then the coworkers, and again, I'm going to blame COVID for this, that people, I understand that people are working hard to do what they need to do in order to make bills, to meet bills. But again, why am I automatically given 20% of this thing? And they put in the caveat or in the writing that this is to supplement the income of the folks that are working there.
Right. And that's part of it too. It's like, I think depending on where you're from, it's going to be obviously going to be a little bit different laws and regulations for that. But like, I think in California, one of the challenges that we have is that, the businesses don't want to pay the workers that fee, so they're passing it off to the consumer.
Well, nowadays, is it not the law now that everybody makes $20 an hour? I guess that's only for fast food, right? I guess it's not restaurants.
Certain locations.
Not Panera Bread.
Yeah. But, you know, they also...
That's actually misinformation. Did you know that? Yes, that's misinformation. So I was on the board with that. But again, Wayne has taught me to look beneath the surface and scratch
Wayne
a little bit.
Wayne teaches us a lot. But yeah, sometimes Wayne proves me wrong and I'm mad about that sometimes.
Exactly. I love being pissed off. But then when Wayne fucking puts logic and reason into it, I'm like, all right, you win. Tag. All right, sweet.
Well, you know, all right, it's screwed up either which way. I agree with you that tipping should be an option and not necessarily a mandatory thing, or or even like what was it being was it hidden, if you will, right, in plain sight.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it's a racket, dude. It is another fucking racket to get into your goddamn pocketbook. So enough of that. Let's move on to some other bigger, better things. As we all know, a few weeks back, I told you guys that if we got a little bit, there was some controversy.
Wait a minute.
What? Oh, for a listener feedback. Here I am skipping.
Hold on. Before even that.
Well, I mean,
we haven't heard about Warren and Wayne's week.
Oh, sorry. I need to shut up. I'm sorry. I need to
hey
shut
guys,
up.
Hey, guys, I all got right. your back.
Sorry, Oren, I apologize. I know Oren's been sitting there, you know.
Let's hear from the important people right there, on the show.
You and I
have been talking way too much already.
Yes, exactly. I will hush now.
Take it away, guys. I just like how it just went totally off the rails there for about 10 minutes.
Yes, totally.
That's Oren, what happens, Wayne, when you don't give us foreplay before we hit record.
Listen, Oren, I'm sorry. I'm going to interrupt one more time. I'm sorry. I've been putting up with you
for 27 years, brother. So, you know, or 26 years. Now I'm putting news to our friendship.
That's right.
Yes. So, no, I'm just saying that the reason why I feel like I have to move forward is we've already understood that I do not work well with constraints, and Brian has fucking put a constraint on us today. So that's why I'm trying to get through things. So again, it's all Brian's fault. That's all I have to say. So go ahead, Oren. How was your week?
Well, first of all, you didn't hear the part of the conversation. Right.
Your mic was down.
Leave it. I wanted to leave it like as it is. Guys, just leave the show as it is.
Oren, how was your week, buddy? Yeah.
Well, to sum it up, my week was good, so there you go. No, I wasn't rolling my eyes about the talking tone. I was, my computer's doing the whole,
bogging down.
Yeah, every 30 seconds again, so I'm like, you know, okay. I'm just going to send a text to you guys saying that what it's doing, but yeah, so, no, that's what I was, like, you know, getting all frustrated about was because it's, anyway, so yeah. But my week was good, and that's all everyone needs to know.
Sweet.
Fantastic.
All right, and, how about you, Wayne? How was your week?
Work is work. I'll just say that. But I'm still playing that Prince of Persia game, and I was fighting this boss last night, and it was one of the ones where it just kicks your ass. And you kind of have to figure out the patterns, and you have to kind of slowly you get better, or then you take a few steps back because you get frustrated and you want to throw your controller. Then you take a couple more steps forward, and you feel like you're getting slowly, incrementally improving your skill set. Well, it was one of the ones that took like almost an hour and finally beat the guy and the boss.
An hour?
Yeah. But it's one of those funny things because like I think Dana was with me and she was like, it's like kind of things. I don't know if you ever had that issue where it's kind of like performance anxiety or you get a little extra pressure when some people are watching you play. So she would like step away a bit, watch from around the corner of the hallway. So like she doesn't, I'm out of visual sight, you know, peripheral sight, but I'm still playing.
I know all about performance anxiety.
but it totally did work. It totally worked. So we ended up beating the boss. It was a lot of fun last night. But
awesome.
But crossing fingers, this coming week, we might be checking off one of our booking a travel bucket trip. So I'm coming to a New Year's resolution, which should be hopefully this coming week. So once that gets ironed out, I will happily share with y'all.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking forward to it. All right. And Brian, how was your week, man? Aside from the Ducks game and all of that good stuff.
Ducks game happened a couple weeks back, but my week was okay. I didn't really have a very good night last night. So it was, of course, hockey related stuff. I was watching the national championship, the team that, congratulations to Denver for winning the national championship, but they were playing Boston College, and I was rooting for Boston College, and they lost, and then my Ducks lost to the Kings, one of the last games of the season. So of course all my Kings fans and family were, you know, giving me a hard time about that. Then my team, we had a playoff game last night, and in as far as the seeding goes, we were playing a team that was lower in the standings than us, but we got totally manhandled last night. And, it was a very physical game. We lost a game that we clearly should have won. And, I'm still a little upset about that. We did not play very well at all, but anyway, good thing I woke up and the first thing I get to do is talk to you guys.
Well, you know what I say, Brian,
yes.
Get over it.
I'm trying.
All right. Hey, Wayne, anybody, any listener feedback this week?
No, but I want to make sure I invited Dana for the Peep Taco Challenge.
Oh, God bless me. Okay. All right. So here we go. All right. A few weeks back, I put out this challenge that if we received... there was some confusion up front. I said downloads. I think the downloads were mentioned, and then we changed it to unique listeners. And Brian, in his all his glory, held me accountable for my changes. And you guys did exactly what we asked of you. You gave us the downloads when we asked. You gave us the unique listeners when we asked. And as your reward, I was going to eat a Peep Taco. Now, on Friday, we were discussing what this said taco was going to be. And I thought it was just going to be a tortilla with some peeps and with the bomb sauce on it. And I guess that just didn't resonate with you guys. So Sarah, and it didn't resonate with Sarah either. And we all know how talented she is in the kitchen, right? So I want to present to you, and we will be putting this beautiful picture on our Instagram, which you can find at The Knowledge of Nothing. This is the Peep Taco that she has made. It is a straight up taco.
Wow.
Yes, it is. The tortilla is actually peeps.
I was going to say, I don't see any peeps on there.
No.
It is
made of peeps. She took three peeps, rolled them out, and made a tortilla out of them. And then she put chicken and also cheese and sour cream and olives and lettuce on there. Wow. And now she's down here wanting to watch me eat this thing as well. Say hi, Sarah.
Good morning.
So what do you guys think? I mean, satisfy your needs? I mean, does this satisfy your needs for a peep taco?
Well, would you put the bomb on there? Well,
fuck you, dude. Fuck you. All right. Okay. So here we go. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, the Peep Taco Challenge is going to commence. So the rest of the show is now going to be questionable, as it always is, but even more so after this stunt. Here's the bomb. So I wanted to make sure I got plenty in.
That was a lot.
There we go.
That was a lot. I know.
That's a lot, right, guys? But I can already see, Oren, I wish you were here with me right now. Okay, here we go, guys. Does this, first off, Brian, since you're always the one that, does this satisfy a peep taco in your opinion? Your opinion is the only one that matters right now. So.
I agree with that. My opinion is the only one that matters. But yes
that this, is this a does lot satisfy my needs. That is a lot of
I want that bowl clean. I mean, like don't just like drop it into the bowl.
So I have to eat the whole fucking thing is what you're saying?
No, you don't have to do that, brother. No, just.
Sarah went through all that trouble to make this beautiful.
That will suffice for me.
You're torturing me for that, brother.
Yeah, no. Well, just take a bite.
I apologize, Dana, but Tony deserves this.
Everyone's happy.
He said, I deserve it. Okay. All right. All right. Here we go. So Brian does approve. This is an approved peep taco. Okay.
Wow.
All right, gents. Here we go. I know.
Don't kill yourself.
Oh, fuck.
Oren, you are way too nice to Tony. I am just like.
Well, he's my brother.
Well, I mean, get it. I get it. But you are way too nice to him. Way too nice. Like.
Oh, that's just on the show.
Oren,
you should see what I do to him in private.
If there's a, exactly. I don't want to see what you do to him in private, but if there is a life debt you need to, to cash in, I'm like, you've done
it. It's because I'm a nice gentleman. It's because I treat all my friends well, Brian. That's how
we must not be friends
works.
Then.
That's how friendship works.
Enjoy your food
guys.
Then, Tony.
Fuck you. I know. Here I go. All right, guys.
Oh, man.
Oh, his facial expressions are fantastic right now.
Sticky.
That's right.
How's the texture?
Again,
right, it's like content. Marshmallow.
This is so fucking bad.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You've got like at least three more bites in that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I am. Whoa.
He just shoved the rest of it in his mouth. Oh, shit.
I knew he had it.
All done at once.
Good for you, Tony.
I can't get it down.
No. Man it down. Commit.
He's going to pull like a link from that link.
He's got the hiccups already. He's got the hiccups already.
And it comes back out.
Okay.
You know what? I'll give him a B for effort.
Yeah, I'm going to look at this. You get a little golf clap. Good job.
Yeah, we'll give him a golf clap. Good job. Golf clap. Golf clap.
Good job.
Oh, my God.
Tony, you wanted to hear it? That was stupid.
I know. Thank you, Warren.
Is the bomb already hitting you?
Yeah, it's a fucking hitting me big time.
Wow.
Oh, dude, that sweetness on the peep taco, I couldn't handle it. I can't handle it.
I don't blame you. What was worse, the bomb or the peep?
the peep. The peep. Oh my God. The peep was worse.
You're making it hurt me.
Oh my God. Oh, I'm feeling it in my chest and my nose is running. Oren.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right. I'm so glad you're not doing this with me. So there, I did it. I did it for you, folks. Thank you.
You did. You put a lot of the bomb on there. You put a lot on. A lot more than I would have.
I was literally just going to grab a peep and put it in a tortilla, a little corn tortilla, and then that's it.
Yeah. Well, Tony?
Yeah. No. All right. Thank you, guys.
That's right. Good job, Tony.
Okay. Wayne, and I need to take a break. What you want to talk about? Since we did Beep Cod Taco Challenge,
well,
you brought something to our attention that we need to watch. So I'm going to get off the mic for a second.
No, it's all good. So for our listeners, there was an episode of Hot Ones that was released this past week, and it was a season finale, I think, for season 23, correct me if I'm wrong on that.
I think you're right. I think it was 23.
So. And the featured guest was Conan O'Brien. And I was watching it last week, and I was saw it getting viral on social media. It's like, well, why? It's Conan O'Brien. Like, I mean, I like Conan O'Brien, but I didn't understand why it was getting so popular or getting so viral. So I watched it. And then after watching it, I told the guys to watch it. So it is a fantastic episode. It was just entertaining to watch. All around, at least I felt so. So I was going to tell the guys what your opinions were for that particular episode of Hot Ones.
I'll start off. I watched it. I thought it was great. I love it when the guests are engaging with the host, and he almost took the show over with with how like his presence, and you could tell like he's used to being in the other chair. That Sean sitting in the host, because he almost was the host of the show. But I think it was great. It was funny. He gave a lot of insight to like his career and future projects. But he did say one thing that I thought was very interesting that does pertain to our show.
Oh, which is what?
That I'm great.
That
I'm the best.
Oh yes, he did call out Oren, saying that Oren is the best. No, just kidding.
His check's in the mail.
Yeah, yeah. But he did. You know, a question was asked, like what he was proud of, like his body of work, and I don't know the exact words that were used, but basically he said that it wasn't the amount of hours on screen that he put in that was the like his crowning achievement. It was the quality of it. So he was very proud of the quality of work that he did. And I thought, man, that is so good to hear, because we are the opposite. We are so happy about being mediocre, but as long as we're consistent out there.
And right. That's our mantra, right? It's consistency over quality.
So when he said that, it again, real life is bleeding over to the show for me. A lot. And I thought, wow, here's Conan. He is successful in almost in basically everything that I know him to be involved in. And he said something that pertains to our show, and we are the complete opposite of it. So, you know,
but you know, what's interesting too, was like, for him and on that episode, and I don't know if he truly can handle the spice or not. Cause he, and for people, our listeners who have not watched it, he added a whole bunch of extra sauce onto each of those bites. And he didn't just take a nibble. He swallowed it, licked it. I mean, he...
And drank straight from the bottle on some of them.
Yeah, some of the more spicy ones he drank. And I don't know how he did it, because like the physiological response to hot sauce, sometimes you can't control that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, Tony?
Yeah, exactly.
But somehow he just committed to doing what he wanted to do the whole show.
True professional.
And I was like, holy crap. That's I was kind of awestruck of like, oh, he's not backing down. Oh, no. He's
I cool. did love that he brought his own doctor to do base readings throughout the show. Yeah. I thought that was a funny bit.
That was a joke. Yeah. That was a funny bit.
That was a funny bit. That was really good.
I knew we were in for something special when he started saying, hey, can I keep this? And it's the fucking actual bone from the wing. And he put it in his suit pocket. Yeah. This nice jacket that he has probably cost thousands of dollars. And he's sticking bones in chicken bones inside the pocket of that thing. And the ending was just spectacular. Oh. Everything worked up to the ending, and the ending was just amazing.
So
there was some great insights in there as well. It was all in all, it was just a great, great episode.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you, with his career, right, and he's complimenting Sean and his interview skills as well, right? I think that's also kind of commendable because I think he's one of the best current interviewers out there.
I agree. I mean, really good. And I don't know if I've mentioned it on the show before, but you know, like when we first started doing this podcast, and trust me, everybody, the guys will know this. What we had on paper on day one is nothing like what the show is now. We wanted to be like an interview type show, blah, blah, blah. So I was really studying people who were good in the industry of interviewing. And Sean Evans from Hot Ones was one of the guys that I was really focusing on his technique and stuff like that, because I've always been impressed with how he hosts a show and keeps the guest engaged. And
yeah. And on top of that, yeah, we all had that really hard hitting interview with Kobe Bell one time where you asked him, what's your favorite thing to eat on set? All of that hard work, Brian.
Yeah, great questions. I mean, like, this is what everybody wants to know. And, you know.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Brian. You see, it's coming back to me. I'm trying to throw, like, little barbs at you, and it's just coming back. I know, and you're loving
it. I'm not, you know, like, I'm not sorry that you're over there miserable.
Oh, and so because of that, Conan O'Brien went viral this weekend on X, and everybody like came out in droves, and they're talking about how great he is. And I mean, this guy really went viral this weekend. And on top of that, so all of these clips were like starting to come around about like people's favorite clips of Conan and all of this stuff. And I wanted to share one in particular. And it involves the old Walker, Texas Ranger. There was a bit that he used to do on his late night show where he would just out of context show you a scene from Walker. And it was completely like, where did that come from and why? And it all kind of culminated into this clip I'm going to share with you now. And because we all know that Oren and Mr. Kobe Bell, he is on Walker now, which is on its season 4. It just started a couple of weeks back. So please make sure you catch up and watch all of that. I wanted in honor of Kobe Bell to play this clip for you now. So here we go.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as some of you may know, we here at Late Night often like to show clips from Walker, Texas Ranger. Well, folks, there is one clip from Walker, Texas Ranger that we've been holding back on. In fact, this is true. We've been afraid to show it. But it's spring cleaning, and I want to test just how good a crowd this is. So here it is. The one Walker clip we've never shown. Once you see it, you'll understand why.
And how you doing, little partner?
Fine. And it's a little visitor now. Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I had AIDS.
What?
Whoa.
So I wanted to play that. What do you... Isn't that funny?
I was not expecting that.
Exactly. That's exactly why it's so awesome, right? I know. I saw each of your eyes and your mouth just drop. It was absolutely funny.
I want to laugh. I don't know if I should, though. Like, how do I respond to this?
So I thought that was fitting for our show. I thought it was hysterical. But all right, you know, we need to move things along. So you know what? Now it's time for everybody's favorite. Wait, hold on. Segment of the week.
All right, guys, don't really know where this week's going to go, but yeah, so another week. Got some facts or jokes, maybe a fact or two. Who knows? But so I just got one question, guys. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, then let's get the okay. So let's get this started. Then, in the immortal words of Jack Black's third favorite band, the Moldy Peaches, there's no such thing as a harmless joke. There's no such thing as a gentle toke. There's no such thing as Panama Jack. Who's got the crack? Who's got the crack? All right, here we go. So. We're going to try to go back a week to relive a joke that got cut off when my computer, decided to freeze, which has been doing again today. So we'll see what happens. Guys, you know, this guy, he called the pool company and told the guy, I got a leak in my pool. The guy on the side of the phone said, go ahead.
Off to a strong start, sir. Off to a strong start there.
All right, guys. A nurse found a rectal thermometer in her pocket and thought, some asshole has my pen.
I like that.
That was a good one.
Oh, 2 weeks in a row. Man, 2 weeks in a row.
Give him the horns.
Give him the horns, man. Woo! Oh my goodness. He got right. Wayne 2 weeks in a row. Right. That's awesome.
Okay, so mission accomplished. Got Wayne to not only crack a smile, but actually chuckle and laugh. So what do you say we get in some facts here, guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. These facts I have not proofread. My factors failed me. They did not get back to me either. So let's see what they have to say here. These are 100. Well, I'm not going to go for the 100, but they're, you know, WTF facts. So let's see where they go. Dealing with the more edgy side. Animals. Did you guys know that animals that lay eggs don't have belly buttons?
That makes sense.
That actually makes sense. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, okay. I had to think about that for a second, but yes, it makes complete sense.
And what else we got here? Mr. Potato Head. Got one about Mr. Potato Head here. You know, Mr. Potato Head, he was the first toy to be advertised on TV.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And wasn't he at the time, didn't they just sell you the pieces and then you had to put them on a potato? I think that was the case.
Horse to water, you know?
Tony, I think I've heard that before. So, okay. You know, I don't know if that's true, but I've heard that somewhere else.
Yeah, same here. Okay. Sorry, Warren.
Don't be. No worries. Mosquitoes. Going back to a little bug fact here, guys, you know. Do you know mosquitoes are attracted to people who just ate bananas?
What?
I did not know that.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. You know what? I have a feeling we're going to be hearing that in pop culture here in about 2 weeks. So just stand by, everybody.
Huh. Is that because, like, bananas are a tropical fruit and mosquitoes are more like tropical? You know, like, because of, like, the monsoons, wetlands, and...
Don't know. Don't even try to figure it out.
Yeah, potassium, maybe? I don't know. Who knows?
Or horse to water, guys. Horse to water.
I know. Okay. But Oren, he gives us these thoughts. Now I'm curious, right? He's planted the seed of knowledge in us, and now I just want more. I want more. And
more, 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 more.
More, more, more. Yes. More. All right, Oren, give us more.
Brian, thanks for the compliment. I think all I heard was more, more, more. My computer froze. Yeah. So there you go.
I did give you a compliment, actually. Yeah. I did.
Okay, well, thank you. And since my computer's doing this stupid thing, we'll just go one more here before we get to the poll. Since we like names here, you know, we came up with Frederick J. Muggs. And along those lines, Sonic the Hedgehog. Guys, Sonic the Hedgehog's full name is Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog.
What?
Wayne, did you know that? You being the gamer? Ogilvy?
Yeah.
No.
Ogilvy. Ogilvy, what a name.
Maurice Hedgehog. Yes.
Ogilvy Maurice Hedgehog. Wow. Yeah. I sense a new Midjourney meme coming very soon.
Ogilvy, we should put Ogilvy Maurice together with what? Frederick J. Oh my Muggs. God.
That's right.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be a whole party. It's going to be a whole party scene. How the fuck do they get Sonic out of that?
Ogilvy.
Right? Yeah, out of Ogilvy.
Huh.
Maurice. Maybe Sonic was his favorite restaurant.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Sonic. That makes sense. You know, they do have some cherry limeade. It's pretty yeah. good.
I do
it's
like their shakes. Cherry
limeade, yeah. Yeah.
And their tater tots.
Ogilvy Maurice.
Oh, not bad.
Ogilvy Maurice. And you guys, just finish
I'm
changing.
I'm no longer Saucebox. I'll be Ogilvy.
Ogilvy.
And I'll be Maurice. Okay.
And guys, just in case you didn't know, most toilet paper in France is pink. All right, so here we go.
Again, I know it's horse to water, but why? Why? Why diet exactly? pink?
I don't know. We'll be finding out.
Does it change looks like color he's when doing you, the homework. Like, like when it hits water or something?
Oh, that's funny.
All right, you guys want what is it? Poll result?
Yeah,
let's do poll results. All right.
I do not feel good about this poll result. Here's the... Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's something I want to... once Oren gives the results, there was a trend I saw, and it really kind of disturbed me, but we'll talk about okay. that after he gives it to
us. Oh, sorry, real quick side note. Apparently, toilet paper in France, it was a trending thing in the 1960s, regional preference dating back then, and I guess it just kind of stuck ever since.
Okay. Oh, pink use a bidet, folks. That's all I'm gonna
say. I have.
It is French.
I have Dallas Cowboy toilet paper, and I'll never change it up.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
I won't use all anything right. else. None of these cheeks.
All right, Brent. Stop delaying the inevitable. Here we go. Everyone, we asked you who is the true villain in Beauty and the Beast, Gaston or Beast? And with a total of 64% to 36%.
Wow, that's closer than I
the true villain is the Gaston.
Gaston.
Gaston is Gaston? The true villain.
Let me just ask. All right, how many people did Gaston kidnap in this movie?
Oh, boy. Here we go again.
I know, but this is weird. Watch. So, in looking at the results on this, I did look. I did take a little sneak peek last night to kind of see where we were at. And the one thing that I found that was the most disturbing to me was that most of the people that picked the Beast as the villain were all either current or former cast members.
Oh, really?
It was the weirdest thing. It was the weirdest thing. It was just, it was all people. It was all like either current or former cast members. And I'm like, I wonder what that says about the company right now. I'm just like, wow, all right, there you go. That means that you guys are transparent. You can see through it all, man. That's what I'm saying. You can see the villain just in like anything, everywhere. All at once.
Just wait. This will come out again someday on the show. I called Boba Fett a chump, and now we're all in agreement that he is.
Yes, and it takes
a little bit for that seed to grow. And I've planted that seed. Gaston is not the villain here. The Beast is. And
here we go again. Okay, next.
But back to your point. You do our show is the forefront of pop culture, right? We have already decided
the world's
that.
Not ready for it yet. The world's not ready for it yet, but it's out there now.
It's not ready for it. But in 2 years, listen back and you're going to hear it here first, people. All right. All right. And when we get back, the moment you've all been waiting for, we've got a new game that Dana is going to be doing. And I think I don't want to spoil it. So just, you know what? Stay tuned. Listen to the break and enjoy this little message from Soy Cat Candles.
This and every episode of The Con is sponsored by Soy Cat Candles, your consistent, high-quality, nose-hole companion since 2016. Visit soycatcandles.com to shop the latest in seasonal products, and together we can help find our furry friends forever homes. Me wow.
During the break.
How you feeling, Tony, with the Haas Haas?
It's over. My nose is just fucking going and going and going. It's like it's a goddamn gusher. My nose is just running constantly.
It's going to wreck you later. Remember, it took like a couple hours and...
You have a gusher. You know what? That sweetness on that peep taco, I can't... I just talking about it, I want to fucking throw up right now.
Oh, my God.
I think I'm gonna take a page out of your book.
Yeah.
I'm going to make myself
throw
up.
Oh, I felt so much better. I felt so much better.
I'm already... It was... And, Oren, you were completely right. You know, I always find this show that you, Oren, and you, Brian... are always fucking right, and I should just listen to you guys more often. What? That's all I'm saying. I'm the one that is icy hot, right? And I'm always the one that's always flip-flopping. I just, the whole show should just be me shutting up and listening to you two and learning.
Tony, we've been saying that from day one.
I know you guys have been saying that from day one, and now it's taken me to this point where I'm...
26 years. No, I'm kidding.
Yes. No, it's true. It's fucking true. It's true. And after today, I now have, like, my mind is wide awake because of this bomb, and I'm now seeing the universe, and I'm seeing how much truth is in what Oren and Brian say. So you guys, from now on, you're right. Okay? That's all I have to say is you're
thank
right.
Thank you. Too bad you said that while we're on the break.
Thank you, brother. You know, like...
All right, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm already nervous.
There's a fucking clock?
Yeah, there's a clock.
Are you fucking kidding me? Gosh. Oh my God.
Have at it, guys. Have fun.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait. We're all participating.
Oren. Yeah, Oren, you're playing
everybody.
Too.
Oren's playing too.
Oren's going to kick our ass. We already know this. We already know Oren's going to win. So what's even the fucking point? Are we back, guys? So we're back from break.
We're back.
All right. Again, thank you, Dana, for putting this together. Thank you for gathering us here. Would you care to tell the fine folks at home what we will be doing and for this week's episode of the Knowledge of Nothing podcast?
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. It's been a lifelong dream of mine to host a game show. So today we're doing Who Wants to Be a Conionaire?
Yay! I like that. Who wants to be a conionaire?
Let me get the appropriate.
There we go.
And the crowd goes wild.
So, yeah, today, who wants to be a conionaire? I'm your host, Dana with a Y, and it's exactly where you think it is.
Okay.
So we are following... obviously, the millionaire show. I do want to lay down a few ground rules for yourselves and our audience.
Okay. Yep.
Well, we're going like Tom Cruise, Mach 10. This is happening. This is a one strike and you're out game. You get one wrong answer.
Oh, God.
I don't want to hear from you. You're fired.
Okay.
You're fired.
All right.
So... I went through and apparently the American version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire aired beginning in 1999 and aired for approximately 21 years.
Oh my gosh, really?
Who knew?
My God, really? That long?
Right?
Holy cow.
So I went through, you're welcome, and every single question that you will be answering is a $1 million question.
Woo-hoo. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Oh, this is going to be tough.
All right.
$1 million question.
Yeah.
I don't think that's up to
you. I want to go last. I'm nervous now.
Oh, it's so good. So a few a few odds and ends here. There is a 15-second answer period, which begins after I read you the question and all four of your answers. We do have a timer, 15 seconds. If you use one of your lifelines, though, which I'll explain, the clock does stop. So your two lifelines, because I'm not 100% an asshole, you get two lifelines. You get one 50-50, which will eliminate two of the answers, so you will have two remaining. If you use that lifeline, it will the clock will restart once I eliminate two of the answers, then you will have another 15 seconds. And of course, the all-powerful phone a friend. So for our audience members, this was set up in advance. They did agree to be on the show. And if your phone a friend does not answer at the time that you ring the phone, you're SOL, kids. So sorry. They cannot help you. They also have 15 seconds from the time you read them the question and all the answers. Then their 15 seconds starts. This is round robin style. I did put it in, put all your names in a randomizer for order selection. And by randomizer, I mean I assigned you numbers and rolled a dice. So,
reference there. All right.
So, first is Tony.
Yay.
thank you.
Second, all right. Second going is Brian.
Boo.
Oh,
the third to go is Wayne.
The best. Oh, okay. Oh, Wayne's even playing. All right. Sweet.
I have no idea. I'm totally in the dark on this other than just help setting up the technical stuff.
Wayne, who's your lifeline?
Yeah.
Carlton. Who else?
Okay.
Wow. Carlton's doing double duty this week.
And of course, in the money spot, number four is Oren. So.
When
the three of you guys inevitably screw this, he gets to win immediately. So.
All right.
All right. And who? Oh, yeah. Let's go through. Who have we chosen for our lifelines?
I have chosen my daughter, Olivia.
Good call.
She will be my lifeline. Yep.
I have chosen my lovely wife, who is much smarter than me, so I'll probably be calling her early.
How about you, O?
I have chosen myself because I was not going to wake anyone I know up this early in the morning.
Okay.
And also, I didn't know if it was just for Tony and Brian, if I was doing it or not.
No, so, all four of us.
I would never.
And then I chose Robert, Dina's friend, Robert.
Oh, damn.
Okay. We all need a genius or two in our lives.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
As I'll ever be. All right. I'm first.
All righty. And remember, the clock doesn't start until after I read the questions and the answers, so you're golden.
Okay. All right. These are the million-dollar questions. So these are the fucking, these are the toughest of the tough.
They are.
Okay. All right. All right.
All right, Tony. Which of the following men does not have a chemical element named after him?
Jesus Christ.
A. Albert Einstein. B. Niels Bohr. C. Isaac Newton. Or D. Enrico Fermi. You're on the clock.
I would like to 50-50
it is.
You have to tell them which ones are eliminated.
So we are eliminating Albert Einstein and Enrico Fermi. You are left with Niels Bohr or Isaac Newton.
Phone friend.
All right.
Phone a friend it is. Speaker phone, please.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Yes, here we go. All right.
She's going to be like, already?
Yeah. She's been waiting.
Hey, Baka.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, we're on now, and I have done a 50-50, and this is the question, and I have no fucking clue, so I decided to give you a call, and hopefully you will know the answer to this. So without further ado. Okay,
don't forget,
all right.
She has 15 seconds to
after
answer.
After you read the question and it.
Oh, and you have 15 seconds. Oh, my God. Talk about pressure.
Okay.
All right.
No pressure, Liv.
Go ahead, Tony.
All right. The question is, which of the following men does not have a chemical element named after him? And your choices are B, Niels Bohr, or C, Isaac Newton.
All right.
Bohr.
Bohr? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you're positive?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. All right. I will go with B, Bohr's my final answer.
All right. And Niels Bohr is incorrect. I'm sorry, Tony.
All right. Well, thanks, Liv. We tried. All right. We're out so now. So, all right. I love you. I know. So close yet so
love
far.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yes. The correct answer was C. Isaac Newton does not have a chemical element named after
the
him.
Newton atom. Yeah. Oh, God bless America. I should have known that. Ah!
He has his theory of relativity, okay. But...
yeah, man. All right, so I'm out. All right, guys, that was a fun game. All right, now let's call it a day. All right, you're up next, right, Brian?
All right, B Money.
Or is it Wayne?
Let's hope you do a little better than that.
All right. Let's hope.
Yes, please.
Your question is as follows: who did artist Grant Wood use as the model for the farmer in his classic painting American Gothic?
Oh, Tony knows this one.
Yes, why wouldn't you have given me this question? This is my question right now, please. Oh, my goodness.
Is it A, traveling salesman, B, the local sheriff, C, his dentist, or D, his butcher? You're on the clock.
Wow. I have no clue, which I'm sure drives Tony crazy, but I'd like to use a lifeline and I'll do a 50-50.
All right. We are eliminating B, the local sheriff, and D, his butcher, leaving you with A, traveling salesman, or C, his dentist.
All right. I am pretty sure that a lot of people back then didn't have the luxury of a dentist, so I'm going to go with A, traveling salesman.
And is that your final answer?
Yes.
That's unfortunate because the answer is C, his dentist.
His dentist. Oh, dang it. Damn. All right.
Sorry.
That's all right.
His dentist. Wow.
Why did I prepare 16 questions?
That's true. You did so much extra work. We'll have to redo this game again.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, goodness.
It comes down to you guys. You guys just need to get one right, and that's probably going to be our winner.
Seriously, just one. That's really all I ask.
I'm going to be definitely – I'm already going to preempting. I'm going to use all my lifelines already in the beginning.
Hell, yeah.
I know. That's what I did, and we saw where it got me.
All right.
God, and before we get – Grant Wood, this is the perfect question for me because I'm in Iowa and we all know that Grant Wood is from Iowa.
Do we all know that? I didn't know that. I didn't even know he had a dentist, Tony.
And American Gothic. And American Gothic was painted here in Iowa. I sent you guys a couple of weeks back. I don't know if you ever got the picture of me and Sarah in front of the American Gothic house.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, anyway. What kills me is if you see that painting, the fact that that's his dentist. That guy is giving such creepy, like, old man in the corner with a foot fetish vibes. Oh, my God. And that's your dentist? What?
Yeah. Hey, whatever, man. Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
All righty. Wayne.
Yes.
It is to you. And honestly, I put all these questions together and then did your guys' order. So it is in of no category that is... positive for you guys. So it's not tailored to you in any way. Are you ready?
No, but let's go.
Your question is as follows. The Earth is approximately how many miles away from the sun?
Okay.
A, 9.3 million miles. B, 39 million miles. C, 93 million miles.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Or D, 193 million.
All right, 50-50 lifeline right in the beginning.
All right, so we're getting rid of A, 9.3 million, and D, 193 million.
Oh, gosh.
No, leaving you with B, 39 million, or C, 93 million.
This plan could be dyslexic.
I know that. I know that.
I'm going to call. This I'm going to use a phone friend. Calling right now. Putting on speakerphone.
Hello.
Hey, Robert. This is Wayne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. All right. So I got a question here. I'm going to read it to you after I finish giving you the answers as well. You have 15 seconds to give me an answer. Okay.
Okay.
So right now it's already kind of like science based, so it should be right in your wheelhouse. All right. So start reading the question. So here's the question. The Earth is approximately how many miles away from the sun? And you have two answers to choose from. B, 93 million, or the other one is 39 million. And your timer starts now.
All right. 8 seconds for sun.
So it's either 39 million or 93 million miles away from the sun, the Earth.
Let's go with 93, but I'm not positive. No, but that's guess.
I'm leaning to that way as well. So, okay. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Let's see what we got here. So, Dana, my final answer is 93 million.
And the correct answer is... C, 93 Woo! Million.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Nice. Appreciate it.
All right.
No problem.
Bye. All right.
You know, the funny thing is, I know Tony knew my question.
You knew this one?
Yes. I knew Wayne's question because I'm all into like space. And so, I was like, God, oh my gosh.
And I knew this one too. I knew this one as well. So, all right. Now, I guess the next one is Oren, right? And then
come on, Big O.
If he doesn't win this. Oh. If he doesn't win this, then Wayne wins. If not, I guess they go on to a tiebreaker.
Oh, yes.
Is that what I'm
death.
Going?
Sudden okay. death.
Sudden death. Okay.
Hopefully I won't freeze like I did when during Wayne's question answer there.
That might help you. That might help you, Warren.
All right, Big O. Here we go.
Let's do this.
In the children's book series, where is Paddington Bear originally from?
Oh, Oren looks like he might know this.
A, India. B, Peru. C, Canada. Or D, Iceland. You're on the clock.
50-50, because that's all I got.
Okay, 50-50 it is. We are removing A, India, and D, Iceland, leaving you with B, Peru, and C, Canada.
Damn, the two I wasn't.
I'm very good at this.
Those are the two I was looking at. Okay, 5 seconds, 6, 7. Canada.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think I already got played off. But yeah,
well, that was the end of the timer. That was already the timer.
Oh.
All right, kids. The correct answer is B, Peru.
I knew that one, too.
I know, I did. I actually I should have just went with my gut. I knew it was because I saw something like last week that, anyway.
Wow.
That's okay, man. That's okay. So that means that all in all, Wayne is actually the winner of Who Wants to Be a Conyonaire. So, Conyonaire.
Conyonaire. I'm pretty sure Robert's the winner.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Robert. Congratulations, Robert and Wayne.
Yeah, congratulations. Yes.
I say one more round just for fun.
Let's do it. All right, let's do it.
Let's make it a team effort. We'll do a team. Yeah, all four of us will work on it. All right.
I'll take Big O for my team.
Okay,
thank you. I didn't want Tony, but well, I'll take Wade. Absolutely.
All right, then.
I figure we have to even this out, man. We have to even this out. So,
all right, we will start with Tony and Oren then.
All right.
Are we ready, kids? Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Can I still use my lifeline, my phone?
No, because you guys get to talk.
You guys have you guys are each other's lifelines.
Okay.
So all maybe right. we'll get one reset of the 50-50. How's that?
Yeah, we can do one reset of the 50-50. Okay, yeah. It feels right.
Okay,
I
all
like
right.
This. All right. Here we go.
Okay. Ready, Big O?
I'm ready.
Now used to refer to a cat, the word tabby is derived from the name of a district of what world capital? A,
Baghdad. B, New Delhi. C, Cairo. Or D, Moscow.
50-50, right, Lauren? Do you think 50-50?
Okay. 50-50 it is. We are removing C, Cairo, and D, Moscow.
Okay.
New Delhi or Baghdad? Tabby's orange. I don't. What do you think? I'm thinking. I was kind of going towards New Delhi. What do you think? You said, yeah. What is your gut telling
New
you?
New Delhi, but Baghdad. Because
whoa, jeez.
All right, timer.
Did I freeze again?
What?
Let's go with New Delhi.
Final answer.
Let's go to New Delhi.
You sure? Are you sure?
No, but.
No, if your gut was telling you Baghdad, then listen, I have no attachment to anything.
Okay, let's go Baghdad. We'll go Baghdad because they seem like tabby people.
And, we're going to go with Baghdad, and that is our final answer because they seem like tabby people. All right. I don't
know. The best part is he's right.
Yes. Wow. All right. Orin, you rock, dude. You rock. Oh, see, I knew. I was like, what is your gut telling you? And his gut was right.
Oh, shit. All
right.
Brian, pressure's on now.
Orin, thank you for saving. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Thank you for saving our ass on that one.
When in doubt, throw out logic.
All right. Brian and Wayne, are we ready?
We got this.
We got this. All right. Here we go. If you planted the seeds of a Quercus robur, what would you grow?
A question mark?
A, vegetables. B, flowers. C, trees. Or D, grain.
I'm going to lean to 50-50 unless, Brian, you have an idea.
Yeah, no, let's do 50-50.
All right, 50-50.
All right, then we are going to eliminate A, vegetables, and D, grain. So you have B, flowers, or C, trees.
All right. I'm guessing, leaning, total guess is leaning towards trees, but that's just a hunch.
Why?
Okay.
Just because the word doesn't, for some reason, doesn't, I don't associate that, those words to flower for whatever reason.
Okay. C, trees.
And that's your final answer, is sea trees.
Sea trees, yeah. Go for sea trees.
Wow, teamwork does make the dream work. That is correct. Sea trees.
I knew it. I knew it. Right. Is that the rubber tree? Is that the rubber tree?
Yeah.
Is it?
Horse to water, Tony.
Sorry, all right. That's where I was leaning to, and I was thinking because of the rubber tree, but okay. All right, sweet. Ooh. All right, so I guess now we're in sudden death. Wow, this is hard.
No more lifelines.
Oh, my God.
No more lifelines. This is it.
Oh, shit, Orin.
All right.
Orin, we got to be a... Can we get at least 20 seconds on this? I mean, we got two people now that have to talk.
How about no timer?
We'll do no timer. Yeah. That's fine. Because you've got to discuss, so let's,
okay.
Amenable to that. All right. Are we ready? We're ready.
Yes.
Neurologists believe that the brain's medial ventral prefrontal cortex is activated when you do what? A, get a joke. B, have a panic attack. C, listen to music. Or D, remember a name.
Orin, what do you think? What do you think?
Neurologists...
Come on, be impressed that I didn't fuck that up.
So
I am, because I could see.
I immediately what did you immediately get? What was the immediate answer you got?
Well, just because I'm a conceited bastard is to get a joke, and that's what I do. I still don't jokes, but no.
Because mine was listen to music.
Yeah, no, but, music.
That's funny. That's like something that you both gravitate towards. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, exactly. So, what do we want to do, Orin? Do we want to go with you?
No. I was saying get a joke was before I saw the rest. I just thought, that just popped in my head.
Okay.
But then I saw listen to music, and that one was like medial.
Medial ventral prefrontal cortex is activated when you do what? Get a joke, have a panic attack,
listen to music, or remember a name.
Okay. What's your gut telling you?
Let's go with the music.
Okay. All right. C, listen to music.
Final answer. Boy, you really need to listen to Oren. It was A, get a job.
Oh, oh, God damn it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, oh, I'm sorry, Oren. Jeez, I should have went. You see your gut, man. Gut is 100% correct. Every time. We should have just
gut that. Telling right. jokes in Peru. Darn
it. All right. All right. Well, I guess this is for the win. Saucebox and Maestro, you guys are up.
Are we ready?
Ready as we ever be.
All right. Here we go. What club did astronaut Alan Shepard use to make his famous golf shot on the moon? A, 9-iron. B, 6-iron. C, sand wedge. Or D, 7-iron.
I have no clue. Brian,
my first thought before she read anything was a 9-iron, but now that I see sand wedge on there, which means they're probably both wrong, but my first gut was 9-iron, and then I saw sand wedge, and now I'm questioning.
You know what? Let's go with the gut. I think we have to trust the gut, right?
Let's trust the gut. I'd say A 9-iron.
I'll go with that, too.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Oh, you're about 3 irons off. It was B, the 6-iron.
Oren, we're back in the game.
All right.
Oren, we're back in the game. Let's do this.
Man, Oren, we even had a science question, too. Good job. Wade.
I know. Same here. I know. And here's Brian. I thought that you know all the space stuff, but probably more astrological and stuff like that, too. Huh? All right. We're back in it, Oren.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Trust the gut.
Pop culture, please.
Well, not quite pop culture. Which king was married to Eleanor of Aquitaine? Henry the First, Henry the Second, Richard the First, or Henry the Fifth? Because apparently they have no other names over there.
Huh.
Oh, Oren, I'm leaning towards one of the
Right.
I was going to say Richard the First, but that one's stuck out. But then, I don't know. I feel like that's kind of like they want us to go there for some reason.
Yeah.
What did your gut tell you? Let's go to Oren's gut. Oren's gut, please. Gut? What did you tell us?
shit. Let's go with the second. Why not?
Hank. All right, sweet. Hank, we're going second. With... Hank the Second, final answer.
Damn, Oren. I want you on my team always. That is correct.
Yeah!
Henry the Second.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Oren, you rock, dude. You rock. Again, I told you. This guy's a rock star. All right. So now sudden death.
My goodness. And it's funny because when I was doing these questions, I answered them before I, you know, knew the answers to see that I could answer them. I could not get that question. I missed 4 questions, and this was one of them. That's crazy.
All right. Nice job, Oren.
Thanks.
All right, we got this, Brian.
Brian and Wayne, let's do this. Which of these is not one of the American Triple Crown horse races?
Oh, boy.
A, the Kentucky Derby. B, the Preakness Stakes. C, the Belmont Stakes. Or D, Arlington Million. Yum, yum.
Brian?
Wayne, I think it's D.
I think so, too, because the first three I recognize. Yep. I don't recognize the D.
Right.
So, okay. I'm good with that if you're good with it.
I'm good with it.
All right. With D, final answer.
And we keep this shit going. The correct answer is D, Arlington Million.
Yeah, I knew that one. Yeah. I knew that one. All right. Yeah. Okay.
But I was excited to do it with an accent. So
yes, very very nice. Very nice hosting.
All right. Let's do it. Tony and Oren. Yeah. Here you go.
Oh.
On February 22nd, 1989.
Oh, I know this one.
What group won the first Grammy Award for Best Hard Rock / Metal Performance?
Do you know this, Oren?
A, Metallica.
B, Jethro Tull, C, Black Sabbath, or D, AC/DC?
Do you know this one, Warren?
No, actually, I don't think I do.
Maybe I do. Go for it. I know this. I'm 100%. I'm 100% sure. B, Jethro Tull, final
you
answer.
You are 100% right, baby. B, Jethro Tull.
That's right. That's right. Jethro Tull. Yep.
Damn.
Because I remember going, what the fuck is Jethro Tull and why why did they beat out Metallica? I remember that to this day.
Well, when I think of Jethro Tull, Jethro Tull. Of like, not 89.
Flute.
Yeah.
And a flute. Yeah. That's what I think of. And it was the weirdest thing. Yeah, Jethro Tull. So, yeah.
Oh, man.
The pressure is on. Again. Brian and Wayne.
Let's do it. Skip
we
this
got our mentals
along.
On. Yep. All right. In what language was Anne Frank's original diary first published? A, Dutch. B, French. C, English. Or D, German.
Was she French?
Anne Frank?
I'm leaning toward B or D, but that's just me.
Yeah, me too.
Jesus.
First published, so...
I don't know. Are you leaning either way, which way? More than another?
Jethro Tull.
Jethro Tull. I'm thinking first published, probably French.
Look at this competitive. What do you think? I can just see it. I see it. Or do you look at Brian?
Yeah.
French.
Yeah. I'm not 100% sure on any of these answers.
Right. First polished.
Okay, let's go reverse. Like, which one do you think is absolutely not the answer? Maybe we'll go backwards. We'll
I don't think. Things. Well, if I say an answer, that will be it. I would say probably Dutch is not.
Okay,
I was feeling.
All right, not feeling that either. So we've got BC. So we have French, English, and German. Okay.
It says first published, so I'm thinking if it was English, I don't know.
I'm trying to think where the author was.
Right.
You know what? I'm going to go with French. I'm going to stick with that. I don't know if you have any other opinions.
No, I think we're good there.
Okay. All right. Oh, it's shot in the dark. We're going B, French, final answer.
All right. Well, next time you should absolutely go with the opposite of what Brian says because the answer is A, Dutch.
Yep.
Dutch. See?
Yeah.
What did I say? I said that's going to be it because I was not feeling it.
Oren.
Yeah.
Oren, look at your phone.
But
Oren,
guess
look at your
what?
Phone.
We've got two big winners here.
Yes. I was right there with you, Tony. Actually,
Tony
I knew.
Tony and Oren taking the team cake.
Did you? Yes. Woo! Yeah. Go us. All
Sorry,
right.
Wayne.
We are the Conyonaires. Woohoo! All right. Wow, that was a fun game.
Fun.
Wow. Yeah, totally fun. I can't wait to do it again. So thank you again, Dana, for putting this together. And it was amazing.
How about one final, all of you guys? This is a perfect way to end it. Who was the first?
I think I know this one too.
Who was the first NFL player to answer, "I'm going to Disneyland," in the popular series of TV ads? A, Doug Williams. B, Marcus Allen. C, Phil Sims. Or D, Joe Montana?
I'm pretty sure it's Phil Sims. What do you think, guys?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I remember seeing old ads of Joe Montana saying something like that. So I don't know if that was the first, but.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the first, but that's the first name that popped in.
Yeah,
my
mine
head
too.
She,
it was like, Joe Montana.
When she asked the question, even before the names were up there, it was Montana. But it could
but
be.
Doug Williams.
Doug Williams was a Washington quarterback.
Williams, was he? Okay.
And it.
So, but yeah, I don't know who that was.
He's the first African American quarterback to win a Super Bowl and to start for a team. You racist person.
I mention what? You are not supposed to use the internet here?
Wow. I know. Well, Brian's a Washington Redskins fan.
No, I'm a Washington Commanders fan.
Oh, that's
right. Gosh, not a culture.
That's right. All right, final answer. When you guys can agree on Joe Montana.
Joe Montana.
I think everybody says Joe Montana.
Yeah. Let's go with Joe.
Say it ain't so, Joe. Say it is so.
I don't know. You probably should have listened to Tony. It's C. Phil Sims. Yeah.
Tony was saying Doug Williams.
Yeah.
No, Tony was saying Sims.
I said Sims first. And then I was like,
thought you were reading the
Doug
names
Williams because I didn't know you. No, because I didn't know who I didn't know who Doug Williams was, and then you enlightened me and showed me the way.
Well, I think the big winners here are your audience members who finally learned something from watching or listening to your show. So
yes, we should have you on the show more often.
Yeah, more often. All right, and again, thank you, Dana, for putting that together. This was a wonderful game. I can't wait to do it next time. So, thank you so much. All right, Oren, where can people find us on our social media platforms, my friend?
All right, people, here you go. TikTok, Common Cero Uno. Twitter is @TheCommon1. Instagram is @TheKnowledgeOfNothing. Facebook, The Knowledge of Nothing. If you want to hear us anywhere you can podcast or sold. No, not sold. Or heard.
I'd buy it.
I mean, if you want to pay us, hey, you can. That's fine. Buy it. Go ahead. And, you know, guys, thank you for listening each and every week, letting us get you where you need to be. info@theknowledgeofnothing.com is where you can send us feedback, give us constructive criticism. We want to make this show grow and show. And learn some mo. I don't know. Anyway, all right. So,
Brian's face.
With that being said, everyone, again, thanks for listening. We love you, and I go forth and conquer.
Sweet. And Brian, I'm starting to feel that peep talk. And any last words before we call the show, my friend?
You're muted, dude.
You're muted.
Perfect final words.
Perfect final there words. And with all that, right. I couldn't have said
just
it any better.
Just silent.
You're looking a little uncomfortable, Tony.
Yeah, dude. It's like hitting me like unbelievably hard right now.
Okay. All right. We'll get you out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Dana, for that awesome game. And thank you for teaching our listeners and me something new there. So appreciate it. And Tony, thanks for being such a good sport and eating that peep taco. You're going to be thinking about it all day long, and I'm glad about
it's
that.
Be with me,
you should always listen to Oren. He said you're stupid for doing it, but the fans appreciate it. And
he was right on all the answers.
All the answers.
Yeah.
It must be
learned.
Some kind of that Wordle magic that he has.
Right? It is.
I don't know.
I think it is.
It's a beautiful day. I'm looking at the clouds. The Wordle word will be purple. No, I'm just kidding. And you'll get it right. So
it's too many letters.
I know. See? And that's why I don't play. This is why I don't play. Anyway, thank you for listening to the show, everybody. Thank you for your support. Have a lovely week out there. And Tony, I cannot wait for next week's show because it will be a holiday for you. And I can't wait to hear how you're going to celebrate. So have fun today.
A holiday.
Yeah, look at the calendar.
Okay.
It will be a holiday for you by the time of our recording. All right.
Gotcha. All right.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. And again, thank you for joining us into this journey into nothing. This has been the Knowledge Nothing podcast. And as always, we will see you next time, unless I crap myself right now and I die on the toilet. Thank you.
Get that bidet water warm, right?
Someone
oh my god,
the bidet.
Brian! I'm fucking. Oh my god, my
this could fucking, be like a Warshak like test in there, like,
dude. It's those. You know what? It's the fucking peeps, dude. It's the peeps that are fucking me up, and that combination of the peeps and the fucking hot sauce. Oh my God. I need to let go, guys. Cause
Hey Tony,
put the bidet to work.
We didn't share earlier cause you were having some audio issues, but there is no time limit for today because they're not going to the fair.
Yeah.
What? Oh, there's no,
cause it's raining here in California and I don't want to walk around in the mud.
Oh, is it really? Oh, but got it. It's 80 degrees out here. 80 degrees today.
We said
it's
that
beautiful.
when you jumped off really quick. I was in the middle of saying it, and then you popped back on and said,
but
hey,
you were under pressure, so like you...
Oh, so that's why you guys didn't laugh when I fucking said we were under time constraints. You guys looked at me like I was weird. What the fuck, man? Why didn't you bring me in on the joke
I tried, but you waited they shut me up. They said,
I shut them down because you under pressure is actually very funny.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. It's miserable. It's miserable. I'm under pressure right now. My fucking my stomach feels like there's fucking a weight of a goddamn, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm going to give birth to something.
You have a healthy glow about you right now. You are sweating a little bit.
Oh my God. Dude, those peeps, dude, you have no idea how fucking my body, I've worked so hard to keep my body pure and toxin free. I have worked so hard, man. And you guys have just fucking ruined it by putting that synthetic fucking whatever concoction.
This was your idea.
This beautiful,
as you're shitting your brains out
vessel,
on the toilet. Just remember, this is your idea the whole
body.
Time. Oh man,
you know, yeah, I get, yeah, but
call it a cleanse, Tony.
Listen,
call it a cleanse.
I have to do it. It's not a cleanse because this shit's not going to be coming out for fucking... Did you listen to 2 weeks ago? Brian had to sit with this thing for in his system
six
for
hours.
Like, what, a whole day.
I forced myself.
He thought he had to go... He thought he had to go to the bathroom at a Barnes & Noble of all places. Oh, my God. This beautiful day, it's 80 degrees, the sun is out, there's not a cloud in the sky, and I'm going
to
be on the toilet. Yes, and I'm going to shit my pants the whole fucking time. So thank you guys. Thank you. I'm glad I could do it for our fans because you guys deserve it.
Did you figure out what next week was already?
Know all of the pain.
Did you figure out what next week is already? And you're talking about this whole body cleansing thing, and I know that I have my Christmas or my holiday spectacular, but this is Tony's spectacular. Next week is 420 on our show. And,
is it really? I have just to be honest, I have not partaken in.
I know you did
that
last year too, and then that all went to shit on that day. You know, like you had friends and family come
over.
But
I'm not going to do it this year. I know. I'm not doing it.
You should do the opposite.
Again, I've been working hard, Brian, on keeping this temple, this beautiful temple, clean and clear.
Day.
Exactly.
You should go on this. You should have all kinds of health facts tomorrow, our next show. You should be drinking a smoothie, a protein shake, you know, all kinds of stuff, right? You should have like a sweatband.
I'll be doing all of it.
Just kind
of
like lifting weights a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to go full Richard Simmons for us just next week on the show. And in celebration of the BL report that we are going to be doing.